All right, so I have a little looper here. This is gonna be major, minor, or seventh. I'd ask you not to look at my hand. All right, all right, there's your chord, example one. I'll just keep it on loop so you can do your thing, identify the chord. You can turn up a little, I mean, you don't have to be off. Just look for the root first. So I'd recommend, rather than just randomly play chords, look for that root on the sixth string. Remember, if you do all 12 notes on the sixth string, frets 0 to 12, it's got to be one of them. Whereas if you just go around without a system, it can be very tough. And he's got it already. He's got it already. As soon as I said that, well done. So what is the answer?
It's A flat.
What kind? Just A flat major?
Major, yeah.
Perfect. How'd you get... I saw how you got the root because you went systematically up. And when you got to fret 4, you're like, that's it. You didn't even need to go further. You knew that was it. But how did you know it was major as opposed to 7th or minor?
It sounded major. Didn't have the flat 3.
Yeah, it's got the 3rd, though, Remy. All right, cool. So we're moving right along. Example 2. Say? He said it sounds minor. You got it right away. You got it right away, so how'd you do it?
C minor and
How'd you find it? How'd you find C?
I started with C, I got lucky.
Okay, well there you go. And then you heard it was minor because your ear just you heard the minor third like do re mi instead of do re mi.
Yeah.
Right, I'm just elucidating for the purposes of if someone listening didn't get that, then you would just have to work that out. Okay, so you find C. Maybe it took you longer than it did our student who's here, but so what? The process is there. Some chords are gonna come right away, some won't. No big deal. Example 3. My advice, do them all, and do them all in order. You're still hunting, you're like randomly, and it's gonna make it harder. Start at E, and go F, F, and compare them all and see which one. And you may not need to go further after you find it. All right, it is an F, and what kind of F? Okay, so you have to ask yourself, is the seventh present? And if so, it would sound like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, flat, ti, not major seven, because I said I wasn't going to do that. I said only major, minor, or dominant. So the dominant of the three, the dominant's the only one with the seven. So you have to ask yourself, is da, 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 that note present in the chord? You're playing I think what you're trying to do is play the seventh in the chord, and then here you were playing the third though by accident. Play the seventh. That's the third, because do re mi. Where is the seventh in the chord? You need a little fretboard theory, I guess.
It should be the
seventh. Which one? Well, that's a major seven, yeah. But that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for the flat seven. When I say the seven, I mean the seven of the dominant. And you have to know that as a music theory thing that a dominant has a flat seventh. So is that note present in my chord? And then if so, you'll know whether it's major or dominant. I didn't mean whether it's major or dominant as in major seven. But we ruled out the major seven because originally the rules of the game I gave you, I was only going to do major meaning a triad, minor meaning a triad, or dominant meaning with the flat seven. So the natural seven won't be in it, just because of the rules of the game, if that makes any sense. In a minute, there will be. So you're only comparing whether or not the seventh is present.
Yes.
If it's not present, then it's going to be the answer is going to be F. If it is present, the answer is going to be F7.
Yeah.
So have you figured it out already, or you need another minute?
It's not right.
Not present? Okay. It is present, and I'm gonna... It can hide. These things can hide. And this is a good teaching moment. When listening to chords, you have to... By the way, let me just back out for a minute. Notice I'm using a looper. And, you know, that may not be real. You may think to yourself, well, that's not... When you transcribe music, it goes by so fast. I don't have time. And the answer is, well, if you use technology, you can. You simply, and you know, I'm not advocating something illegal. If you're recording something on your own computer, like recording a YouTube, I mean, heck, we live in a day where you can extract the MP3 from a YouTube video anyway. So, who's to say it's the question of legality is, and besides, you're only using it for your own education. So it's totally fair use, no matter what the courts say, in my opinion. So, that having been said, you can extract, once you, if you record a song on your computer, then you have the waveform in a program like Audacity or WavePad or anything, GarageBand, and then you simply extract that chord. You simply, I don't know if you've ever done this, you've heard me talk about this before, you simply extract that 1 second of that chord and play it over and over and over and over. And then you have to listen inside the chord, so sometimes these things hide. So, in it, it's not very loud, this note. Because like the higher strings kind of ring out, they dwarf it. Our ear goes to usually the lowest and highest notes. This is a digression for arranging too, like, you know, we hear the melody first and we hear the bass note, and then how you fill in the middle, there's a lot of creative opportunity for reharmonizing there, but that's a whole nother story. But because you're a songwriter, I figured I'd throw that in there. So anyway, the answer is F7. Can you hear it now that I say it? Like, play it again and play it again yourself and see if you could hear it in there.
Yeah,
all right, cool. Good. All right, so we're moving on to next phase.